Rob Rash here at 90.1 FM, WUSB Stony Brook. And you just heard Billy Bragg with Ideologies. Before that was Anti-Flag with Die For Your Government. And just to announce the other songs that we did play before and in between the XXXY files, we had the Dwarves with Come Clean. I mean, with Way Out off their Come Clean album. Then we had the Helicopters with You Are Nothing off their Paying the Dues album. The Mobile Homos with My Baby Takes Care of Herself off the Nubile on Sex Street album. And we have the author of the XXXY files in the station.
Hi there.
And your name is?
My pen name is TF Milktoast, but many of my friends know me just by my voice. It's John, and hello out there.
And then we also have your partner, writing partner, who adapted the play for a radio version on the line.
Brian, you still there?
Are you there, Brian?
I'm here. I go by all sorts of names. On the credits, I'm Cynthia Brian Kate. A lot of people know me at performances as Brian Kate, and pretty much most of my friends know me as Brian, and I go by 10,000 other names, but we could be here all year. Okay.
And you guys, I understand you guys both wrote the original script to the XXXY files together.
Yeah, John wrote the story itself, and then I just pretty much took parts of it and messed around with it to make it a play rather than a story.
Yeah, and we had a few other additions. See, we originally published it in a magazine that we both put out, and so when it first went out, it was actually meant for a Canadian audience, but people liked it so much that when I read it in public, that we decided to read it at Icon, which is where Rob got to see it.
That's where I heard it, and the instant I heard it, I just decided that has to become a radio play. Has to go out on the air. So they had played it must have been 2 in the morning at Icon.
Yeah, we had an audience of about 8 people, including you.
Yeah, it was they got the worst slot at Icon. It was 2 a.m. It was after all the Japanimation had ended, so.
Yeah, so we had a lot of disappointed, horny guys that were hoping there'd be actual sex rather than just big-breasted cartoon girls.
But after the Japanimation is finished, or the hentai is actually the proper term for Japanimation, once that's over, most of the people, guys and girls, I'd say there's actually about an equal number who really likes hentai, an equal number of guys, girls, and everything in between that likes hentai, because hentai is just, it's great to watch. It's definitely a wonderful way to spend a Saturday night at the Icon Science Fiction Festival. But once that's over, everybody leaves, people go to after parties. And only a few people were hardcore enough to stick around to hear the XXXY files. I decided it had to go on in a more prime time spot than after everybody was disappointed that they had cut off the Japanimation or hentai feed.
So, let's see. You had other questions you wanted to get in before we give them another song or two.